Hello everyone, welcome to the Garnet Community Podcast. So today I'm delighted to be talking to Dr. Michael Skelly from the University of Edinburgh. And we're talking about a paper just published in PNAS, the title of which is A Role for S-Nitrosylation of the Sumo Conjugated Enzyme, SCE1, in Plant Immunity. So thanks very much, Mike, for joining us today. And it'd be great if you could give us an overview of this work, please.
Yeah, thank you, Geraint. It's a great pleasure to join you today. This work was from my PhD in the lab of Gary Loke at the University of Edinburgh, and was started a number of years ago now, but it's great to finally have it published. So we looked at how the process of sumulation is regulated during plant immunity, and sumulation is an essential post-translational modification in all eukaryotes, and it's similar to ubiquitination. So SUMO actually stands for small ubiquitin-like modifier. And it's conjugated to proteins in a mechanism similar to ubiquitination, involving an enzymatic cascade of an E1 activating enzyme, E2 conjugating enzyme, and E3 ligases. Mm-hmm. So when we began this research project, we knew that sumulation was involved in regulating plant immunity. And actually, since then, the literature has expanded quite a lot in this context. Mm-hmm. So most studies to date have used mutants of the SUMO machinery, for example, the CIS1 E3 ligase, knocking down SUMO isoforms. Actually, SCE1, so the conjugating enzyme, mutants of this protein are lethal. Okay. But in general, most studies have shown that sumulation regulates salicylic acid-mediated plant immunity. And this is a branch of the plant immune system that's particularly effective against biotrophic pathogens. So how sumulation regulates plant immunity is not fully understood, but many studies have actually shown SUMO1 and SUMO2 conjugation negatively regulates SA-mediated plant immunity. For example, loss of the E3 ligase CIS1 leads to accumulation of SA and autoimmunity. Okay. So if sumulation is regulating plant immunity, how is the level of sumulation actually regulated itself to increase or decrease its effect on plant immunity? So this is something we looked at the start of my PhD. And we know that one of the early signalling events upon pathogen recognition is a burst of reactive oxygen species and also nitric oxide.
Okay.
And it's well established now that nitric oxide can actually modify cysteine residues within target proteins, constituting a redox-based post-translational modification. And this is called S-nitrosylation. Similar to other post-translational modifications, this S-nitrosylation can trigger really diverse signalling outcomes. And since sumulation was known to be heavily involved in immune signalling, we were interested in whether components of the sumulation machinery might be regulated by S-nitrosylation. Mm-hmm. So before I started the PhD project, one of the other authors on the paper, Saad Malik, who is now in Pakistan, he had already began looking at this, and he had found that the SUMO2 enzyme, SCE1, could be S-nitrosylated in vitro, and he actually found that this occurred at a single cysteine residue. Interestingly, this cysteine is conserved among eukaryotes, but it's not the active site cysteine, and nor is it required for the activity of the enzyme.
So I guess the question is, what is the role of this S-nitrosylation in plants?
In the paper, we showed that S-nitrosylation of the cysteine residue inhibited the SUMO conjugating activity of SCE1, and also showed that this mechanism of inhibition occurred in the human SUMO2 enzyme, UBC9. Mm-hmm. So this might actually be a conserved mechanism for regulating SUMO conjugation activity in diverse organisms. To look at this in plants, we expressed the wild type and also a mutant form of SCE1 in which the S-nitrosylation site was mutated to a serine residue. Mm-hmm. And we found that after pathogen infection, so if we infected Arabidopsis plants with Pseudomonas syringae, a bacterial pathogen, that S-nitrosylation occurred at the same site in vivo.
Okay, great. So this is interesting. It's kind of a follow-on step-by-step analysis. So what can you now say, what did this data tell you then about sumo conjugation levels?
Looking at sumo conjugation levels, if we lose this cysteine, so in the cysteine mutant, after infection with Pseudomonas, sumo conjugates actually dramatically increase in these mutant plants. So this suggested that signaling through this cysteine residue also inhibits sumulation in vivo.
So one thing which is not clear from the paper, and maybe this is something which isn't known yet, so what are the substrates of the sumo? So there's this change in function of the SCE1, but what are the substrates in which the sumo 1-2 is affecting? Do you know anything about that?
Yeah, well, this is still largely unknown.
Okay.
So we've not looked at this ourselves, but since we started the work, some targets have actually become apparent. So in the last couple of years, there's been some papers published showing that there's an immune receptor complex in plants formed of the SNC1 receptor and TPR1, which forms a complex required for immunity. And this seems to be a central node of sumo-mediated immune signaling.
Okay. And a key component of sumo signaling, of course, is that there's no degradation. It's a modification which changes function in some way.
Yeah. So this is something that will be required in future work to actually do a proteomic screen in the presence or absence of pathogen challenge.
Mm-hmm.
So there has been some sumo proteomics done in plants, but none after infection with a pathogen, for example. So I think this would be a really key experiment to work out what are the main players and in the sumo signaling in this immunity mechanism.
Mm-hmm. Talk to us a little bit about this protein itself, so SCE1. So this is the E2, the conjugating enzyme. So are there a family of these E2s in Arabidopsis, or is this a single member?
This is one of the key differences between ubiquitin and sumo, actually. So in Arabidopsis, for example, the ubiquitin system has around about 40 E2 enzymes.
Okay.
And up to almost 1,500 E3s identified to date. Whereas sumo has one E2 enzyme.
Oh, wow. Okay.
SCE1, and only a couple of E3 ligases. So because there's no diversity in the conjugation machinery, perhaps the sumulation system has more complex regulation by other means, such as S-nitrosylation.
You mentioned earlier about the similarity between SCE1 and then sumo conjugated enzymes from other eukaryotes as well. So what you found here, this S-nitrosylation, had that been previously shown in the human with the UBC9 as well, or is this completely novel in any eukaryotic system?
No, this is novel the enzyme from any organism so far. And in fact, this cysteine residue has never been assigned a function, so this could be why it is conserved amongst eukaryotes.
Okay. So this might be a bit unfair question. So are you aware of this work has been picked up by people who are working in the mammalian sumo field to see, if they're looking at the function as well?
I hope it will be.
Right.
So we actually went on to characterize in plants the phenotypes of expressing the mutant form of SCE1 in which the S-nitrosylation site was mutated. And we found that these plants were more susceptible to infection by Pseudomonas syringae.
Okay.
And that activation of immune gene expression was compromised in these plants. So it seems that this residue is required for properly inducing plant immune responses, but we don't know if this also occurs in other organisms. But since in vitro the human enzyme seems to also be regulated the same, it would be nice to test if this has an effect on mammalian immunity or other transcriptional responses regulated by Sumo.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and you, as you mentioned, just having the one E2 there, changing the function of the E2, you know, you're showing it in the defense response, but I can imagine it would have lots of responses, any system which involves Sumo. Maybe this cysteine residue will be the focus of other, you know, other abiotic stresses or other things as well in the future.
Yeah, absolutely. It seems to be a key residue for controlling global Sumo conjugation through this one enzyme. So really it does provide quite large-scale control of Sumolation as a whole, it seems.
Okay, excellent. Well, that means that hopefully the paper will be heavily cited in the future, which is good for
us. I hope so.
Yeah, indeed. Okay, well, thanks very much, Mike. So you gave a really comprehensive overview of this work, and as I say, gave us a few pointers about where the work might go in the future. So thanks very much for talking to us today.
Thank you very much.